Blog Talk Radio.
I made my decision. It's you. You're the one. There's nothing else that needs to happen.
I'm excited that you're here. You're invited into me. Take it slowly. Take it, baby.
Take it very.
Take me.
I've made the decision. I'm ready. Full compromise. What you need to go through, but I want you.
Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we got a great, fantastic show for you because we got a lot of people that's going to be coming on. We got a lot of ladies that's going to be doing it tonight, so we just want you to sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to do it right this evening.
There's no point in pretending to be afraid.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio as we bring you the best in literary as we talk to all the people we talk to and all our guests. We always have poets and we always have artists. We want everybody to understand.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
Okay, well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fine. I'm so glad that you can make it to Word Sex Radio. Like I said, this is Grown Folks Radio, so anybody who's listening, hopefully your kids are not around or anything, because we talk shit on this show, and it's not scripted, so that's what we do. So we're glad to have you, and we're going to be talking about you and your books, and let's see who else we have on the show. Area code 973, where are you calling from?
This is Danielle Jackson.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing?
Fine, and yourself?
I am fine, and I have your book, and definitely read it, so we're going to be talking about it.
Oh, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I have your book, and I was glad that you...
Okay, I'm excited as well. I'm here now. What did you say?
I said that I have your book, and I'm glad that you sent it to me, so I read it, and we're going to be talking about it.
Okay. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll be talking about it. And also, let me see, we have an area code 908. Where are you calling from? Area code 908. Okay, maybe they're just a listener. All right. Well, we thank you, ladies, for calling in. And I know that you are busy and you have lots of things that you can be doing instead of being on Word Sex Radio, but we appreciate you coming on. And we're going to start with Andriana. And I hope I'm saying your name right, because it's such a beautiful name, the way you got it written. Just kind of tell us your name and how you got into the game and what inspires you to write.
Basically, you said it right. It's Andriana.
Okay.
I actually started writing at the age of 10, and what kind of inspired me to write was basically loving how people loved my writings and hearing the feedback, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, or if I touched their lives a certain way, or if I brought about a change. So basically my writings are inspired by other people.
So when you started writing at 10, you was inspiring people at 10 years old? Was it your teachers?
My first piece was I Am Somebody.
Okay.
And
well, we definitely
I
heard that one before.
Would inspire people. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you don't sound like you're that much old, so I'm not going to even get into your age, but I tell you what do you have out right now? I mean, what made you decide to go ahead and publish and just get it out there? I mean, just because love of writing, or what is your motive behind it?
Basically, at first it was writing books, but then I enjoy challenges. So once I was able to get off into films and shows, then my focus became not just books, but producing. So the pieces that are out now are In Laws from Hell, which became a touring stage play. It's also a themed reality show on A&E titled Monsters and Laws. It's a radio sitcom titled You Don't Know My Hell, which prompted a new stage play titled You Don't Know My Hell that will also tour. So In Laws from Hell did very well, and it was a blessing. We have Your Woman Is My Wife, Freak Files Reloaded. I have a couple of other books coming out. Then we have a crime thriller that's already in negotiations as far as putting it on as a TV series, and that's called Pozole. And it's a crime thriller type of black mafia movie. So
okay.
It's basically the script, the book, and everything is written in script form already.
Okay. So that's good. That is really good. And I guess my thing is the genre that you write in, what do you consider yourself? What do you consider your genre?
All over the place. Because
okay, so you don't, okay.
I'm just challenging myself right now. I do want to do a children's book. I've done the erotic. I've done the crime, you know. So right now I'm just kind of challenging myself, and I'm just not going to set any parameters or any boundaries. You know, just whatever I feel like doing, I will do, from writing books to reality shows to sitcoms and whatever else that I may face.
Okay. Well, that's the way you got to do it. I mean, you always want to keep yourself open. And because a lot of times we see a lot of authors, and, you know, they put books out, and if they're black, a lot of times automatically people think that it's urban fiction, and, you know, it's automatic to put in a rim. And it's a shame right. that we have to kind of do like what we did back in the day when we was trying to get our music out. You know, they put white faces and stuff on it. It's getting kind of like that with our media as far as writing, because if we put black faces on stuff all the time, and it's a lot, everybody has a lot of opinions on that. But when we do that, it's just like they're automatically putting you in a category or something else, especially if there's a skyline or something, you know. And your book may not even be about that, but because we put those kind of things on our books, I think it kind of puts people into a situation. So, but I appreciate that. So what I'm going to do is we're going to come back to you. There's another caller here. I'm going to see who this is real quick. And your number is blocked, so I don't know who you are. State your name, where you're calling from.
Well, my name is DV. And I'm currently calling from Houston.
Okay, DV. So what's going on, Mr. Hampton? Why you got your number blocked?
Man, because, like, I'm using somebody else's phone.
Okay.
You know, because, like, I'm, you know, I'm on vacation this week. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you called in. This is my co-host, DV Hint, for those of you who don't know. Say hello to the ladies. We have, we have Adriana Williams. We have Donnell Jackson. And we're going to be talking to her in a few minutes. And there's another caller, but I'm not sure. They didn't say anything, so I don't know. We'll get back to them in a few minutes to see if they're our other guests. So say hi, DB.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm blessed. You know, that's about as much as I can say about it.
Okay. Well, we got that 105 degrees weather going here in Kansas City, but so Donnell, am I saying your name right, baby?
It's Danielle.
Okay, Danielle, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, and yourself?
And we're fine. We're glad you can be here. And kind of tell us a little bit about you and what you got going on.
Okay, well, I'm the author of Shantae Song. I'm in the process of releasing my second novel, Foolish. I'm a mother. I wish I was a full-time author. But
okay,
I have to do that in my free time. But, you know, I write because I enjoy it, so therefore I do it. Like right now, I should be writing, but I'm talking to you, and I'm having fun with that. I also
procrastinate. Damn. Okay, I was very
excited. Yeah,
you're talking to me, and you should be writing, but the damn.
No,
okay,
no,
I told
you. Procrastinated, too.
Okay, all right. Well, this is, like I said, this is Word Sexy Radio.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I'm not offending nobody, but I will say what the hell I want to. And
that's cool.
You know.
Procrastinators make the best stories.
Yeah.
Davey, did you hear what she said? She said she could be writing right now, but she's fucking with us. Can you believe
that? I didn't mean it like that.
I got you. Okay, so tell us, and I'm going to get into both of y'all's books here in a minute, because I know Adriana has a lot of stuff, and we're going to be talking about her. She has a lot of plays and movies and stuff, so that's good. We're going to let you guys kind of talk about that, and of course we're going to let people... we want you to let people know how they can get in contact with you just in case they want to do book sign or have you come in and do something. But there's a 908 area code. I want to make sure this is not another guest. It's just another guest. State your name and where you might be calling from. Okay, maybe that's just someone that just wants to listen. All right, we're going to leave you alone. All right, because sometimes when we do that, a lot of times people hang up, and I don't want them to do that. So we're going to go back to you, Adriana. So you say... got all this stuff going on. That's good. So when do you have time to do anything else? Because you are busy.
When do I have time to do what now? I'm sorry.
When do you have time to do anything else? Because you got all these movies and all these things going on. I was just wondering, when do you have time to do anything else?
I have to prioritize because I do have a lot going on, but I can't take the credit for everything because I do have a wonderful staff. So I do delegate a lot, and a lot of times I don't have to delegate because they will step up to the plate and, you know, take control over some things. So I can't take the credit for everything because, like I said, I do have an outstanding and magnificent, I can't even get it out, staff.
That's okay. We understand. You one of them perfect people. I like that. I like the way you're talking. You got the staff and you got all that. A lot of us wish we had that. But that's good. You know, I got to fuck with you. Okay. All right. Now, look. Okay. that's just the way it is. See, what I want y'all to do is kind of relax. I want you to be yourself on this show, because that's what we do. That's why I don't send questions out. That's why I just let you come on and just do it, because I want you to be able to be comfortable, because a lot of times we talk subjects, and I think our second hour, we got a great subject that we're going to be speaking on tonight of something that went down, and I think we have the author right now on the line. I'll state your name, 773 area code.
No, I'm just listening.
Are you just listening? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we thank you for listening. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to be speaking with someone here pretty soon. If they're in the queue, they're going to be calling in, and I'm going to let them tell you who they are when they get on. But so having a staff and doing all that, so do you self-publish? Are you, and I'm talking to both of you, are you guys self-published, or are you mainstream, or do you have a publishing company that you work with, or how did you get your work out?
Well, this is Danielle. I'm self-published. When I first wrote Shantae's song, I tried to go the traditional route as far as getting an agent, and it was taking a little bit too long for me, the process itself. So I just decided to self-publish, and that's where I stand right now.
And there's nothing wrong with that at all. You're getting great reviews, I see, and as well,
because
I have.
It's a business. And it's a business that's kind of foreign to me, so I have to learn it. So because I don't know it the way I would like to know it, it becomes strenuous at times, it becomes aggravating at times, and there's times I just want to be like, you know what, just fuck it. But for the most part, my readers keep me where I'm supposed to be, basically. They keep me grounded, they keep me writing, and so therefore I write, they want to read it, I got to put it out, so I have a choice. But I shouldn't have, I have no choice, but... You know, I just self-publish it and, get them what they want.
Well, ain't that good that we got people that want to read our shit? I mean, we just want to be happy with that, don't we? Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's worth it then.
That's my motivation right there.
That's what I'm saying. It's worth it. I mean, I know it's hard. I mean, I started a publishing company back in 2009 where it's a Midwest Publishing Group, and definitely learning the game because, like you said, trying to get mainstream. And, now a lot of these mainstream companies know that that it's so easy to get you out there now that, it's a competition now. They're mm-hmm. worried about people who self-publish. So, anybody who does it is fine, but you just got to kind of be careful with some of the people that you work with, as we'll be
mm-hmm.
talking about that in the second hour. Hopefully our other guest that's going to be talking that subject is going to be here, so we'll be talking to them about that, some incidents that happened to them. To do's and don'ts in publishing, and we'll get into that. But, okay, so back to Ms. Williams.
Yes, sir.
You're there, right?
Uh-huh.
So how long have you been doing this stuff? Because you're so professional. I like that.
How long have I been doing what, writing?
No, not writing. I'm talking about a company and staff and all that shit, giving orders, all that. That's turning me on. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for a few years. Before I got into the writing game, I've always been into some type of business, whether it was hair salons or real estate.
So you're just an entrepreneur in all fashions and shapes and stuff. Okay, I got you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so since you was the first one to call in, I'm going to let you talk about your book without revealing it, your latest book. What's the name of it? And kind of give us a little synopsis of it, and talk about it and where you want to go with it.
Your Woman is My Wife, basically. The title kind of just speaks for itself. We always talk about how the men cheat. This book basically just kind of puts it out there on how women are just better at it, and we will not let you know, or you will not know that we're cheating until we want you to know that. So basically that's the synopsis of Your Woman is My Wife.
Where did you get your inspiration?
I had a few friends that their women still cheated on them, and I found it kind of comical and how it went down and how they were kind of put out their own home and the other nigga was moved in, and so it was just writing material. So
okay. I like how she's answering you. She's done interviews before, I can tell. So that's great. She's answering these questions. All right. So, DV, I know you got something to say because you're being quiet, extra quiet. Normally, DV talks a lot of shit. He tries to act like he's the good man and I'm the one that's supposed to be messed up. But anyway, go ahead, bro.
Okay, like my question is for Adriana, I think it is. With TV shows like you were talking about, like Monster in Law and things like that, do you receive any residuals? Are you getting any compensation for at least having the idea or putting forth the idea, or did you even propose the idea and they absorbed it without giving you credit?
Basically, it was done at first without giving me credit, and my attorneys and staff had to step into it. As far as the residual income off of Monsters and Laws, no, I just get name credits. I don't do any writing for it. It's basically Left Field Entertainment that handles all of that, but it's duly noted that it's themed from In-Laws from Hell. So as long as I got that, I was okay.
Right. So how do you
mean?
Go ahead, Dee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like in real talk, you know, if I'm not receiving anything from it, if I'm not benefiting from it, and no one actually looks at the credits, with the exception of maybe, nobody that we know. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like they played you. I mean, if they generally, you know, just came on the credit at the end of the show, without, you know, any of the writers saying, it's kind of like the Matrix thing. You know, they went ahead and they wrote the Matrix, and they, you know, they basically got it from a black woman, and it took her 30 years fighting it for her to receive any compensation for it. I mean, it's just like a slap in the face. You have all these people who are like, oh, yeah, you know, I do love this movie, not realizing that it's written or created by someone of color, and then all of a sudden, when they realize it's written by somebody of color, it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe it wasn't as great as I
Well, yeah, that makes sense. But not only do I get credit as far as on the credits, anytime that it's mentioned, we're mentioned as well. It's not fully done, and I really am not at liberty to, you know, talk about the legalities of it, but it'll be fine, trust me.
All right, you cool.
Well, you know, I guess, we have a lot of guests on our show, and I guess that me personally, Adriana, I have to apologize to you because I need to know more about you, and I really don't. So, I like I said, I apologize for not knowing as much more about you, not knowing that you had anything to do with a lot of the shows and everything that you are a part of, so... I'm honored that you, both of you, actually, ladies, that y'all decided y'all wanted to come on We're Sexy Radio, because I know a lot of times we get a lot of authors, we get a lot of people on the show, a lot of mainstream authors as well as self-published and different types of authors that come on. So, you know, it's like the show is becoming I'm hoping, it seems, since we've been around in the last 4 or 5 years, that it's like a stepping stone show that everybody likes to do, because, like I said, we're real, we talk real here, and we don't really play. We just, you know, let you be yourself. So I just wanted to thank you real quick on that you wanted to come on the show and stuff. So, Danielle.
Yes.
Am I saying it right, baby?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. How am I? Danielle?
Think of Danielle with an O.
Okay, Danielle, I got you.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your stuff. Let's talk about your book.
Okay, my novel, Shantae's Song. Shantae's Song is about a woman who is looking for love. She's in love with her ex, who's also her boss, and at one point they were engaged, but because he wasn't faithful, she decided to end their relationship. She meets someone else, and this guy is everything she wants in a man. And soon as things start going well, the ex comes back into the picture, promising to be everything she wants and needs in a man. So what does she do? She plays around to determine which one she wants to be with. And I don't want to give much of it away, but
actually,
she does a whole lot of playing. What did you say?
And that's enough right there. Don't say any more. Reason why I'm saying that is because we're gonna start talking shit now. Okay. why is it that when women do that shit, y'all just good at it? Because y'all, I know the answer already, but I'm going to go with this anyway. You know, you got to be good at it because society has you that way. First of all, society has you where you got to be discreet and know how to do it well and not give out cues and shit like men do. Because men get a pat on their back when they go around and fuck around and shit. But if a woman does it and gets away with it and is clean with it, you know, it's just remarkable how she does it. You know, because you guys know how to keep it discreet and you know how to keep your routine the same and don't change. And everything. And like you said, the thing you said earlier, I forget which one of you said it, but you said that y'all know how to do it so well that, y'all just good at it. So my thing is...
come natural.
You know, it comes natural. Well, it comes natural because you have to, but my thing is men always fuck up because they always, you know, they start getting their feelings. When they do get their feelings in it, they start acting all stupid because most of the time it's not feelings with men. But when they do stuff, they start changing up and doing different stuff and, you know, just telling on themselves.
I think that as women, we're very observant. And you know
right.
when something is out the ordinary. If we screw every day and you want to do it, you know, you're the one initiating it. And then all of a sudden, now you're not. We are going to start looking at you a little bit crazy. We may not say anything, but we are going to look at you a little bit crazy. A woman, I mean, we do a lot of things we don't want to do. So if that means you got to lay down and screw you, then you know, so be it.
Right.
You know, and then I also think that I mean, like, a lot of people ask me, "Are you Shantae?" No, I'm nowhere near Shantae. I wish I got some action like Shantae, but I've met women who it seems like when they cheat, it's always feelings involved. Like men, I was told when a man cheats, it's just like riding a bike. It's like smoking a cigarette. It has nothing to do with feelings. It's just something to do. And
well, no, that's not
get
true.
Away with it, they do it.
Well, most I'm gonna say 80% of the time it's true, but the other 20% that's not.
Say that.
Okay. Okay.
Reason why I say that is because sometimes men do stuff and they really seriously have issues going on at home or whatever, and they go out and do it. I mean, it does be some feelings involved. They might be in love with two women at once.
Okay.
That's possible as well. But you're right. A lot of times men, you know, it's not about feelings for them. It's about visual things. So they see something they want to fuck, they go ahead and do it.
Uh-huh.
And whatever, and then they wonder why when they get caught, what
like
was the problem?
Yeah, because I was told it's like, but if you think you can get away with it, then they're going to just do it.
And, you know, I just hate that's out there like that, because every woman that I've spoken to, which is almost all my life, they think that men just do it. And every man is not out to really cheat, really. Really,
I agree
they're not.
With that. Mm-hmm.
They're not
but,
really.
But no, seriously. No, DV, really, no. Seriously. Not all of them are out there trying to go do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that's really wanting to do it, but there is a time and sometimes in a man's life where they feel like they don't want to do it. Okay, believe it or not, I'm single, and at the age that I'm at right now, which I don't mind telling them about, I'm 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like now I can have any woman I want, whenever I want, and I don't even care about doing all that shit. But when I was younger, it was the ego thing that men went through. You got to have all these women, or it made you feel like you were somebody, or you closing the, you know, the deal or whatever. You know, I don't even care about that right now. The age I'm at now, I'm looking for whatever.
But you know why, Red?
Yeah.
Because it was hard enough back then to get it, so that when you was getting it regularly, you had a leg up on everybody who was not.
But in that case, then it should be much easier now for men to cheat because there's so many women just giving it away.
Well, you know, that's generational. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like 15 years ago, we was stunting hard. You know what I'm saying? We was really trying to get some. Nowadays, you know, you got 13-year-olds throwing their draws at you know,
mm-hmm.
at 15, 16, you
yeah,
know, 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's nasty, but what I'm saying is this. When I was in high school, women ain't look nothing like they did in high school now. Now they got lumps and humps and everything else. And it's just like, damn. You know, if they look like that,
like,
I'm going to tell you like this. If girls look like they did when we was back in high school, man, teen pregnancy would be like 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you this. This is the experience that I'm seeing, or what I'm dealing with, or I'm not dealing with, or what I'm seeing, is what is the definition of sex to these kids, since we went to that there for
everything.
A second and we don't get off of it. But no, they don't think oral sex is sex. That's why they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
But
No, they don't.
And I've spoken to grown women who also they're more inclined to suck somebody off before they screw them, which to me is backwards.
Well, it's still sex, but the thing is, it's not.
But they don't call it oral sex. They think you're not cheating.
It's not intercourse. You know,
they will say that
sex.
That's your mouth when you're walking around.
They will even. Exactly. Well, see, DV, listen.
Because we all learn from President Clinton.
I've talked to a lot of younger kids, a lot of people, younger people, and they will tell you quickly that oral sex is not, they don't consider that sex. They don't consider that even cheating. I'm serious. They don't consider that cheating. They'll do that. But they won't kiss and all that stuff. or have, like you said, intercourse. Because they think that.
Yeah, I don't know no teenagers like that.
That's very crazy because when I was younger, well, when I was in high school, I mean, if a girl sucked dick, she was nasty.
Yeah, she was.
They like, I mean, back in at that time, they was like, oh, that's the white girls do that. That wasn't something that, you know, black girls did. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was girls that did it, but you didn't know about it.
But you ain't know about it.
And if you knew, she was a hoe. You know, now, like, I blame
you. Right,
I mean,
baby, you right.
It's kind of like
you
blame the whole Little Kim, Foxy Brown thing. When they came out, it was just so cool. And everybody.
But see, there you go again.
Like,
and the reason why you said, the thing you said is what I'm talking about. If there was a black girl that was a little looser than the normal,
mm-hmm.
Then, of course, she was a hoe to everybody. She might not have been doing nothing, but because she was a little faster than the rest, everybody put her in a category. Or if she did do something, you know, they put him in. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, how men can go around and fuck whoever they want to, and women have to be in this role where if they do, they get called a hoe.
Yep.
But look, like,
so
getting
I like,
back to
I
cheating.
Like, yeah, well, let's
no,
go
I'm
back,
not to
get back
to but getting back to cheating, Red, it amazes me how everybody, you know, credits women with being so slick about being cheating, when the truth of the matter is every woman who's in a relationship generally knows the patterns of her man.
Mm-hmm.
Most men in a relationship don't give a damn about the pattern of their women. You know what I'm saying?
They don't give a damn. They just don't put
But like if it includes shopping anywhere in that sentence, men zone out. It's like, oh, God, shopping. You can say, you know, you can have this interesting conversation. You'd be like, man, I like it when you did me in the butt, but I got to go shopping. As soon as he hits shopping, it's like, oh, I got to go do something else. I'm gone. You know, so shopping, shopping requires hours of time. Nothing a man usually does requires that amount of time. So if he's out hours at a time, you know, the only place he can be is at the club or I was over at my friend's house, but you can easily check those things. If she say, I was shopping, what you going to do, call the store? Was she shopping there today? She lied to me.
Well, I mean, but they're not going to do that. And even if she said I was with my friend,
exactly.
A man is not going to call a friend and say, was Keisha with you today? You know?
Right.
And even if she wasn't, the friend was like, yeah, we went out to eat and we did this and we did that. But that's because they've already prepped their friend that this may happen. Men
but
don't
see,
do
that's
that.
The second thing I was going to say. Not to cut you off, but women, y'all, like, when y'all got friends, y'all will lie for each other. When men have friends, our friends usually had girlfriends. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They girlfriend's friend with our girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime
no, girl, he
you
wasn't
like.
Here.
Yeah.
Because Ralph's sitting right here. He ain't here. Mike ain't here. Mm-hmm.
But even worse, when, like, let's say you tell your boy, you like, look, you know, I didn't got out on this girl, man. She had big booty, big titties. Guess what? Couple months down the later, he's going to tell his girl, you know, man, I think he slept well, you know, I think he slept with that girl. You know what I'm saying? And then what she going to say? Ooh. And it's getting back to your girl. You know, so the thing is no matter, everything is set up against men to cheat. Now, there are men that can do it, but, you know, those men that don't get caught are few and far between because they don't have the right system set up. Not that I'm advocating cheating,
but everything
is set up against men.
If you're not good at what you do, then you shouldn't do it.
But the only thing you do is try harder the next time. That's a man model.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the woman in your book
mm-hmm.
is good at what she does.
She's a little sloppy with it, but they didn't find out because of something she did.
So she recovered.
No, she basically kept her secret. Whatever dirt she did, that it was between her and herself.
Oh, I see.
It was that simple. The men didn't find out about each other because of anything that she said or she did. Well, maybe it was, but it was someone else that put her on blast.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to leave it there because we want the people to get the book.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It gives you drama.
We know it is. Yeah, well, we definitely going to, do that. So if they want to get your book, where can they get it?
The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you have iBooks, you can get it from there as well. You can go to your local bookstore and get it. If it's not on the shelf, you can ask them to order it, as well as they can go to my website, which is www.DonielleDJackson.com, and that's spelled DonnielleDJackson.com.
Okay. All right, now, Adriana, you still there, right? She's still there? Somebody dropped. Okay, she must have dropped. So my thing is the cheating thing. I think, we can go a whole hour talking about that, really, because it's just it's just amazing how a lot of this stuff goes. And then, like I said, we always talk about Steve Harvey. We ain't gonna talk about him today. We talked about his ass so much, his books, not him. But, it's just the point that, how they advocate this and that and, the cheating and all this. And I just think that women, most of the time they do it, like you said, it's for a reason. It's not just because they want to. Well, mm-hmm. Some of them do, but that's very low in the percentage amount, I think. Where a woman just want to do it. But even if she just want to do it, it's because she's not getting something home, so it is a reason.
Exactly. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, it's always a reason. It's always
right.
a reason. Whether she want to be held and her boyfriend don't want to hold her, or she's not,
it's a reason.
He's not satisfying. It's always a reason.
Yeah, 10 times out of 10, it's a reason. Sometimes that reason is no reason. That's still a reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just for the excitement, which is kind of stupid, but... just the excitement. Oh, he asked for my phone number, instead of saying, oh, I'm married. It's okay. Well, I gave him my number. Then he called you. Then y'all go out, and one thing leads to another, and she done fucked him. I mean, that's what it weighs down to. Then it's good, so okay, let me do it again, And then
right.
He ends up on Maury not knowing who the father is.
So let me ask you, but is that shit wrong, though? I mean, just because a woman want to go out, even if she wanted to go out, let's just be hypothetical with this. Why is it wrong if a woman wants to go ahead and she meets a dude or two grown adults, consensual adults, they're not married to anybody, and they're both single or whatever. I'm just going to make it as average mm-hmm. or, make it as normal as possible as I can. Mm-hmm. Situation, which is going to be hard to do. I mean, nobody is with nobody. They just meet someone, and they decide they want to do it. What's wrong with them doing that?
Nothing. Nothing. If they're both two single individuals, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Unfortunately, society, once she screws both of them, society's going to look at her like she's a whore because she's sleeping with two people at the same time. But technically, it's nothing wrong with it if she's not committed to either one of them.
Right. So my thing is I don't understand why two people, if they want to get out here, they meet each other and they decide they want to have sex that night. Not mm-hmm. that I'm advocating first time or one night stands. Sometimes people, that's all they want. I'm just saying, I just don't understand why we have to judge a woman, or women will say, and I hate this phrase, I don't normally do this. I hate that shit. Why the fuck are you telling me that?
To,
I don't want to hear that.
You have to put give out your disclaimer.
Because
as you said in the beginning, women are looked at to be a certain way. So therefore, if I'm doing something outside of my character or how people perceive me to be, I don't want you to think that I normally do this. So if I'm going to sleep with you on a first date, I don't want you to think that this is something that I do all the time.
So I'm going, it's going to make a difference when you tell me I don't normally do this.
I'm going to fuck you a little different.
Yeah,
I really like you because I don't want you to think that, because maybe I may want this to go someplace besides just this one night. So
okay.
I want you to know this is not normally what I do.
But I like you and you do it. You ain't got to tell me that. I mean, I'm going to do you again.
But I don't want you to do me. I want you to take me out first. I want to be court. They still want
so,
the relationship.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Nothing wrong with that. So we got to buy the pussy. I mean, I understand that. But the thing is, You know, it just, I mean, she just might just want to just, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I don't see nothing wrong with it is what I'm trying to say. My thing is two consensual adults, whether they married or not, or if you married and you go out there and do it, okay, there's some stuff in there, and I'm not judging nobody. But my thing is, you know, if I just think that society has really got things pegged in a way that, you know, we got to stop looking at that all the time on judging folks, because, I don't know how we could do that, because everybody got their little thing, they worried about what somebody gonna say and stuff. You know, I don't know.
But the funny thing is that a lot of people say, oh, I don't care what anyone else thinks of me. And at times they do. However, I think as long as people are alive, women are still going to be looked at like these dainty, I'm not going to say sacred creatures, but, you know, we're just looked at a certain way. And it starts from the time your daughter is, a little girl is born. Oh, you don't do that, you do this. Oh, look like a lady, act like a lady. And then their definition of what lady is what they see their mothers do.
Right.
So therefore, I don't see my mother go out and whore. She may be a whore, but I don't know that, you know what I mean? So therefore, I have to let you know, this is not something I normally do, or I don't want other people to know that I do that, because I'm going to just be looked at a certain way. That's just where the double standards come in. Like you said in the beginning, before, men can fuck every doggone girl on the block, you know, and he's a stud. Oh, he's the man because he done had all the girls. Now, he might be burning in his pants, but that's irrelevant.
Right.
It's just that he has all these notches on his headboard. And unfortunately, we're going to always be looked at like that. It doesn't make it right, but we're going to always be looked at like that.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going on record right now. Any woman that wants to fuck me on the first night, no, I'm just playing. Y'all ain't hoes to me, okay?
What man would turn that down? Like, let's be real. What man would turn that down?
Well, you know, you got some people that will. That don't want to. They might think, I don't want to be with this woman because she giving it to me like this. Just like, I'm going to use
a
this.
Man would really, a man really thinks that?
Some do. Believe it or not.
No, a lot do.
Women, y'all don't
think
that.
No, a lot of them do. And usually that's after the night. But you know, some think about it before the night.
That's just like this. Let me tell you this, Tanya. That's just like this. When men start getting sexed out real good, a woman's sucking his dick really good and doing all these things, and then all of a sudden he feel like he's starting to feel for her, and he wants to take her home to meet mama or whatever. He start wondering, and I know somebody, he's going to say something. But anyway, does it matter how well she sucks your dick, where she learned that shit from? It don't matter as long as she's sucking just your shit. So why are you worried about how she got the skills?
Because you know why, Red? And
do she worry about how you learn to fuck?
As a man, you think, how many dicks did she have to see to get this good?
No, I don't.
It might have been one dick.
No, I don't.
It might have been 99
don't.
Dicks. But you know what I'm saying?
You thinking,
wait a minute, I just kissed this girl. And, you know, she might have just been sucking somebody off the other day.
Women don't think like that.
They don't think like, I just kissed this dude.
No.
He might have just been eating some woman out the other day. You know what I'm saying? But that's how we've been programmed to think. To think that, man, you know, if we as men, what do we always want? We want women that we can teach. Because if she teaches us stuff, now we suspect. You know, now we got things to think about. Now we got to think, like, now we, in our back of our heads, we not the best she's ever been with because she's good to us. You know, so, I mean, that's how we think. And whether it's because of nature or nurture, who knows? You know, my guess is nurture, but that's how we think. And you can't deny that.
But could also be kind of like an ego thing?
Yeah, but you have to grow out of that. And most men don't come to that point in their existence where they're ready to grow out of that much of their thinking. So they hold on to it as tightly as they can.
Yeah. All right, well, area code 916, state your name, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago. This is Cotton.
Of course.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey,
of course it's you. That's the reason why I wanted you to say who you are.
I am Cotton, soft-spoken poet.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you on the show as well, and we're talking to Danielle Jackson. We had Adriana Williams on the show, but they dropped off because they said we was unprofessional and that we were downplaying her accomplishments, so... I didn't think we were doing that, but that's fine. Okay. I guess we must have offended her or offended them some kind of way. But anyway, we're not going to worry about that.
Oh,
back to what we Well, you know, it's Word Sexy Radio, and people need to understand what Word Sexy Radio is before they come on the show, especially when they ask me to come on the show, and then they don't know what it's about. I mean, damn. Anyway.
this is true.
You
know that, right? I'm like the title alone says a lot.
Well, you know, some people I don't know. But anyway, I was glad she came on, and I was enjoying her conversation, and I'm sorry that her publicist or whoever thought that she was that I was being unprofessional. So I'm saying it on radio so everybody can hear. I didn't mean to do that. I apologize, and we're going to go for it now.
Did I do anything? Well, like, you know, did I do something or say something? Because, you know, I just want to make sure that.
DV, we didn't do shit, okay?
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
We didn't do anything. All right, so now let's get Donnell, before we go any further, have I offended you?
No, you have not. I'm enjoying
good.
This.
All right, let's move on. Okay, Cotton, so what the fuck you been doing?
don't try to overlook me when I'm talking.
I mean, damn.
Women, if she is, whoever they are, and no, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you should have checked out the show before you came on. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
don't apologize for being you. This is your show, and you do it. You've been doing it this way for the last 2 years. And she should have checked you out before she came on. End of my.
Yeah. I guess I should have been a little, like I told her, I didn't really check her out. I mean, you know, I didn't know she did these radio TV shows and shit. I mean, you know, I mean, damn. That's what I hate about some people, and not her. I'm not saying it's about her. I'm just saying situations. That's why I hate sometimes when people get a little shit under their fire. You know, they start doing well, and they get these shows, they get whatever, and they get a little money or whatever is coming. They got staff and all this. They get the big head, and they think, you know, whatever. But anyway.
Man, I'm sorry that she ain't getting paid off for that TV guap. Man, let's be honest. Like, I'm sorry.
We tried to say that because that was messed up. I didn't even know. Okay, first of all, I didn't know that she was the one who did that. I don't even know the show, to be honest with you. So I guess I'm just lost. But anyway. So let me leave that alone because they'll be trying to sue me or something. I don't need that shit. Okay.
Why?
Because I don't. I mean, you know, people just need to know. When you come on Word Sexy Radio, know that we talk shit. We real on this show. That's why I should be on XM Radio. But no. We don't get there.
Shameless plug.
But hey, we're supposed to have an Arthur coming on this evening, hopefully in the second hour. He's going to be talking about when you get with these publishing companies that are really fronts for some other shit, and they take your manuscripts and they take your money and they run with your royalties. So I don't know if we're not going to say names. We're not going to say names, but there's an incident that's going on right now with someone that was supposed to be on the show a couple of weeks ago, and now they're on the run because they've done some stuff. Well, one of the authors that was signed to her company is supposed to be on. Hopefully she'll come on, and we're going to discuss kind of what happened with that, so that people that's out there writing and trying to get into the game, that you got to look at the fine print. You got to look at the fine print, okay? You just got to look at contracts and stuff. You just can't just do shit. See, that's the problem with when people get these books and they write and they put them on the shelf, they think they're going to just automatically get paid. If you're in this for the money, then you're wrong. The reason why I say that is because, yes, you want to get paid for what you do, but you can't be in this thing thinking you're going to get rich quick overnight, because it ain't a get-rich-quick business, first of all. You got to love doing this to do it, because it's a lot of work. As Danielle will tell you, she's a publisher as well as an author. It's a lot of damn work that goes into this. You can't just think you're going to get rich overnight. You know, I mean, some people get those breaks, but, you know, the woman who did Harry Potter, you know how long she was out before that shit became something? 20 years. And then she had to change the character from a female to a male. But she's a billionaire for doing it, so fuck it. But, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, my thing is it's not going to happen overnight all the time. I mean, look at Precious. That was out. That made a movie. Where is the woman that wrote that book? Is she famous now? Is she rich? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I ain't heard nothing else from her.
But, see, this is the thing is,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, man. I apologize. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. Go ahead and say what you're going to say. That's good.
I don't think that people are out to get rich, but this is the problem, is that it's just like, remember the record contracts back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s? They basically left them with next to nothing, and the people who own the masters were making millions off of it. That's the same thing they're doing with the book business now. The thing is, it's like you trust them to do the right thing, and they don't, and they won't. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing people are doing is thinking about lining they pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
right.
The thing is that when they shove this contract in front of you, you don't have the money to hire a lawyer to look it over. And even if you read it over, this shit don't make sense. You're like, what the hell is this? And then when they explain it to you, you want to trust them. You want to believe them. And then what happens after, you know, after a year or so, you find out you broke it in when you started. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you ain't read the super fine print. You know, so I don't think it's that everybody wants to be rich. I think that there's a lot of companies out there willing to take everything you got in order to better themselves. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say something so bad, but people are going to get the wrong idea if I say this.
Go ahead,
say
it, man. It's your
damn show. I know they're going to get the fucking wrong idea.
No, you want to let
okay.
it go.
Okay, I'm going to say this shit. Urban fiction authors out there, y'all great. I love what y'all do. All right? But a lot of y'all used to be in jail and all this shit, and I ain't talking to y'all, but y'all still got that mentality. And you take it in your business, and you run it. It's just a different product. So you got to be careful sometimes with some of the people that you're dealing with that was jail and all this and hood, and they were getting these authors that's in jail to write and all this. And then they're taking their money and stuff. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it don't happen to other companies, but, I mean, you just got to take a look at the character of the person that you're dealing with. Okay, yeah, we know people get rehabilitated and they come out and they, you know, but let's just be honest.
A lot of them went to the Shoe Knight School of Business.
That's what I'm saying, and they still using that. They just changed the product from crack to books or whatever. But they still going to use some of those same techniques. I hate to say that, but, and that's not every urban fiction. So people that's listening, I'm not saying that all urban fiction authors are crooks and they're getting over on you. I'm not saying that. So don't put that shit out there because that's not true. All right? I'm just telling you. You just got to watch.
You know,
and that's an
on
any,
Facebook
that's
tomorrow,
an
that shit, you'd be like, know what Red Snapper said? He said he hates urban fiction.
Nah, and I didn't say that. But anyway, now back to you, Danielle. We're going to get back into this cheating because I like this. We're going to talk some more about cheating. And Cotton's here so she can throw her shit in because she hates women. So we definitely want her to get in here and talk about that, how women be getting over on men and how they always blame the man for shit. And we going to definitely get on that. I missed her. She ain't been here in so long. She out there touring the world, making that big dollars out there with the poetry. But yeah, it's just crazy. So Danielle, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship? And you can say yes or no. You don't have to,
yes,
get deep.
Yes, I am.
Have you ever been in a situation where you played the part of your character, or you say you know people who have? But
no, I'm a good girl. I'm.
Are you really?
I'm, you just lied.
You just fucking lied. You ain't no good
girl. Yes,
oh,
I'm the one you take
on. Shit, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you're a good girl. I believe you.
I am. I'm a good girl.
I believe you.
But I have friends that are hoes. Like, you know.
That's who they are, you know. Yeah.
That don't. I've known them damn near all my life, so I can't not be their friend.
What's wrong with being a hoe, though? What's wrong with being a hoe?
I mean,
what's wrong with being
it's
a
not
hoe?
For me. It's just not for me.
I ain't saying you got to be a hoe. I said, what's wrong with being a hoe?
For them, I guess nothing. But, I mean, you let my mother tell it. You're just putting a whole bunch of wear and tear on your thighs, you know, if you let my mother tell it. But, you know, to each his own. If it's paying the bills, then hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Cotton, what do you think about that? Why do women get? Why can women can cheat so well?
You mean why they cheat so well?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm trying to get you hot. I'm trying to get you fucked up right now. Where you get mad? Come on. Why women cheat so well?
Because men are naive. Men act like they don't see it because they don't want to see it. She's so beautiful. She would never, you know. She would never cheat on me. I'm doing the dirt.
I so miss your voice.
They become so consumed with themselves that they forget that she's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's probably doing something she ain't got no business. And then if she puts them well enough, they're okay. They're content with that.
And a lot of them, they're so stuck on themselves, like Cotton said, that why would she do that to me? I'm the best she ever had. That'd be the mentality.
Yeah, that's like that damn song that old boy got out right now and shit about, you know, what he gonna do and shit. That was in that Steve Harvey fucking movie.
I know I read that article. That article about the Indian man who drilled a chastity belt on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
No, I ain't heard about that.
I saw it online.
Yeah, he drilled the chastity belt into his wife. You know, he was like, you know, women in his family have had loose hips. So in order to keep his wife from doing it, he drilled a chastity belt into her, and he had the key on him. She went to the hospital because she tried to commit suicide, and in order to get it off, they had to get the key from him.
Wow.
Amazing. So you're going, okay, all right.
Right. Wow.
Okay. That's
just crazy.
Right.
So
my thing is
we're ball guard. No, like, I was like, damn, ain't that, just think of some woman, some crazy woman did that shit. She gave us, like, a metal sock that we had to wear on our dicks. I was like, ugh, that's a tragedy.
But, I mean, who's going through all that? I mean, that's just, I don't have time for that. I just don't. And that's just like the men that cheat, and you have the women that lurk in the bushes or follow them to see what they're doing. I don't have time for all that. And it doesn't make sense
either.
To do those things if you're still going to be with him or you're still going to be with her.
Right. I don't get it, because if you don't trust
home,
him, why do you want to be with somebody you can't trust?
Exactly.
I don't get that.
If these are things you have
him.
To do. You're
in a relationship.
Why are you going to do that? I just don't get it. If you even get the thing to want to
check their phone or see what they're doing on the line. If you even get that notion, you should be done.
Yep,
yeah.
You already know. And that's the truth.
No, it's done. Mm-hmm. Not going to work.
Yep. I love him. I'm not going to let her have him. I mean, he already
that's
with her.
Simple.
That's
yeah,
him now looking like her
simple.
Headache. He's not going to stay. He ain't going to be faithful over there either. But they want to. Some people like drama. Some people lives are boring, so they have to create drama. And that's their way of doing it. I don't have time, energy, or patience. I'm sorry. I live a very boring life, and I refuse to allow someone else to just mess up what I got going on.
I got enough drama with pay the bills. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to deal with that? Like, who? And there's some people out there that love that kind of drama because they want to know that, oh, I still got it, and she still wants me, or they're fighting over me.
I told y'all this last week. I met somebody like that I dated who basically told me if I didn't want to fight with her, I didn't care about her. Like, are you serious?
Got issues. She need counseling.
And that's the thing. Her thing is a man will fight for you, so that means a man will fight with you.
But not,
I said,
not
those
that
are two
way.
Different things.
He don't fight for you that way.
Right.
Like, but see, I'm so nonchalant because I'm that type of person that I just let shit go. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing is that crucial that I have to hang on to it, you know, till I choke it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you really want to be with me, then you're going to be with me. But if you don't, I'm not going to hold your, I'm not going to grab your neck while you're trying to run out the door.
Yeah.
Well, according to you, the choking is no problem, which you posted earlier on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, but that's kinky choking. That's kinky choking. I ain't talking, you know, I ain't talking anger choke. I ain't talking assault.
Right.
I'm talking, you know, erotic asphyxiation. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, a boy guy like that, I mean.
Kung Fu, the legend?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
See, no.
A boy was
he didn't have nobody. He was choking himself.
No,
both
there was somebody in there. What? Let me tell
no,
you what
No, it
happened,
was
bro.
Not.
No, nah, that motherfucker, they ran out the room.
They found him looking like he was a rotisserie,
the
and they ran.
They
found him looking like he was on a rotisserie, and they ran.
And they left his ass.
Do you think they're gonna stand there and say, well, we was
sucking his dick and he was chucking himself you think they're gonna stand there and wait for that and just
yes.
They can get caught?
Because he had a chair.
You know,
the whole purpose of a partner is to put the chair back. All
right. Right. And they didn't.
No, he tried to do it by himself. Then when they got back and saw him swinging around, they hauled ass.
Oh damn. That's fucked up. Oh, damn. Anyway.
But he was like, well, I'm about to die. Might as well get one before I go.
Yeah, well, you know something? That's why if people that's real churchy and shit and y'all don't want to be on Word Sex Radio, don't do that. If we're going to talk shit on here, I'll tell you right now.
All day, every day.
We don't know what's going to come. We don't know what happens. We just be talking. And Danya, I thank you for coming on. Hopefully I didn't tarnish your career and shit and I didn't fuck up your...
well, I mean, I write
your career
smut,
destroyed.
So this is good.
You've been
sexy. I said I write smut, so this is good.
Well, you know, you'll be writing after the show and, you know, I mean,
yeah.
My thing is just that we just reel on the show and we write. I mean, you know, it's Word Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we do. But anyway, I'm not upset But I just feel like, damn, you know, I get this damn.
Hey,
whatever.
Let's be honest. If this was called Word Holy, all right, then I can see her being upset. You know what I'm saying? But it's not.
Right.
Word chastity, you know. Word family. Yeah, word view. You know what I'm saying?
Children,
I can feel all that.
None of that.
The word view.
You know, I try to promote everybody because that's what we do on our show. We try to help people who wants to come on and they want to promote their books and promote poetry. That's what we do. You know, we just help people that wants help. And they ask to come, or I may ask you to come on the show. I didn't ask her to come on. They asked me, so I let them come. And apparently Word Sexy is out there like that because a lot of people, we've had a lot of people come on that come through us. You know, because they like coming on the show and they can be themselves, and you know, that's what we do. But don't come on here and say I'm downplaying you and I'm doing this shit because I ain't building your ass up, or I'm not kissing your ass because I didn't know who the fuck you was. First of all, I thought you were art,
man. Yeah, you know what? if it was that serious, just let it go because it's a non-entity. And let's be honest, if she really knew what this show was about and she knew what she was getting into, you know. That's you didn't do your research, baby, and that's all it was.
What her publicist is supposed to do, if she has a publicist, that's what a publicist does. That's what a manager does. If you having your client go on a radio show, you should
that
know.
You don't know the content. Yeah, hey, I booked you on Howard Stern's show. What's that about? I don't know.
Right. If I don't like his mouth, I'm not never going on the show. But I'm just saying. That, I mean, you're supposed to do the research to know what show is this going on? Why is it called Word Sexy Radio? What kind of stuff does he talk about? You don't know.
What show?
Rabbit.
So, Tanya, when you came on the show, you knew this show was explicit, didn't you? Because it says it right on the
It says it right there.
It says it right there on Blog Talk Radio. It's explicit.
Yeah, when you send out the thing, it says that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you do. And you post it on Facebook like every week.
Right.
So it's not like a mystery. Like, you know, a lot of these, like, I was just looking at some awards thing, and I was like, look at all these shows that have been nominated, and I hadn't heard of any one of them. You know? And
right,
I'm like,
yeah, because. Yeah, you talking about all the blog talk shows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
some of these shows, man.
Like, what I'm saying
don't
is.
Have
that's,
no
st- Fine.
Yeah, they don't have no substance. They don't. They just, you know. I mean, not that I'm not trying to say we got everything, but what I'm saying is, a lot of times, well, we do. But anyway, a lot of times the shows don't have no substance. They get on and they ask these silly ass scripted questions. You know, it's just crazy. But anyway, we don't fucking do that on this show.
That's probably why. They be like, oh,
we don't do
that. They talk about. We can't reward that.
Well, they won't, because if they reward it, then everybody's going to want to be like it. Because this is like Foxhole or something. I told you. If we was on XM Radio, we'd be smart motherfuckers, because that's what we'd be doing, like this. And everybody who's got something and can handle themselves, and they'll be on here. Okay.
But then we have to interview all sorts of authors, and I don't know. You know, we'll probably get some chuckleheaded, like, I write children's books. And I was like, oh, I can't talk
children's
to you.
Book authors
they
on here
know.
Before?
They should
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know,
had-
but...
I've
but
had a couple of children's
is,
book authors on here before, and they talk shit just like we did.
You know, what I'm saying is, if they pitch
it, we'd
have
some Christian
book.
Fiction authors on here that was talking shit.
Yeah, but they real. All
right,
let's be honest. They was
right.
real. And
right.
I appreciate that. But, you know,
because
when you get
a lot
kid,
of
when somebody who write kiddie books, they're like, oh, you know, I don't even use the F word or the D words. They're like, ah,
well,
get off the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm the one that do all the cussing on the show because everybody else usually don't fucking cuss, but I'm the one that does it because I'm
just
the owner
gratuitous
of the
with your use of curse.
Yeah, and everybody else is like, let Red cuss. Fuck it.
Yeah, he's cuss enough for all of us. You just got off the ship. You know, we've been there
right.
for a minute.
Right. Y'all been here for a while.
We
all right, so Daniel.
Yes.
Now, do you write erotica and all that too? What all you do? Because this book has a lot of it, and it has a lot of different things. So, what is your genre? What do you call yourself?
I want to be contemporary fiction.
Okay,
I want to be able to write it all. I don't want to be
pigeonholed
with just erotica.
Right.
And what's weird is that I read something very weird. I read something the other day. It was like an erotic short, and as I'm reading it, my face must have like turned up. So my daughter, she's 11. She was looking at me like, Mommy, what's wrong with you? And so I'm like, you know, when you love reading, you envision things in your head. I'm like, and what I just envisioned just doesn't, you know, look good to me. So maybe, and it's weird for me to say that I'm kind of, I guess I'm a prude when it came to the whole spitting thing. I ain't into spitting. So that kind of, you know, like, you know, kind of turned me off. But
spitting in the mouth spitting or spitting on the coochie spitting?
Spitting on a dick.
Oh, to lubricate that motherfucker. Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. I'm sorry. Come on, that's that shit. See, that means she's really into it. Now, if it's hanging from her chin and shit like that, I'm like, ugh, don't do that. But hey, now you gonna act like you don't do that shit. Now, come on, you ain't gotta tell us, but you gotta lubricate that motherfucker. That's hot. That's why Johnson and Johnson make products.
I'm not. Yeah, but ain't no product better.
It's like they make eye drops, but ain't no eye drop better than tears.
That's some sexy shit when she does it right, though.
Ain't no eye drop better than tears.
I like seeing Pinky do that shit. That motherfucker's good at it. But anyway,
it says something about like his cum formed a puddle. Like it's just a.
Now that's
probably a little. Now that right there is a little too deep. Don't tell me who the author is.
Just say it wasn't Red Snapper. Yeah,
I'm saying it wasn't Red Snapper because it wasn't me. I don't write shit puddles and shit. No, I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I love seeing writing where she came waterfalls. It's like,
yeah.
Who wants you to come that much?
Well, I'm like a squirter, but I don't want you to be talking like that. I mean, waterfalls.
There's a difference between squirting. Squirting is hot. All right, if she comes like waterfalls,
yeah,
that means she washing your ass away. You going over the edge of the bed.
No, she's pissing if she's doing waterfalls, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, that means she's peeing. At some point, it's just pee-pee now.
That's a bit much for me. So my writing has an erotic flair to it, but I'm not that graphic. I mean, I can get graphic, I can get graphic, but I'm just
my shit is like that. You should read some of my stuff. Don't let your daughter be around when you read it. That way she won't see the frowns. And I'm talking about sticking dicks and asses and all that shit. It's going to happen. Okay, and I'm going to say it just like that in the book. So anybody who reads Red Snapper and don't want to read that, don't read it. It's okay. Read some soft shit. If you want to see, he took her flower and all this, it's Harlequin bullshit.
Oh, no,
then that's
I don't need that either.
You know,
but
it's
I'm,
fine,
like,
but I'm going
I'm more descriptive. I'm like, hello,
yeah,
Bob.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah just don't use cliche.
Man,
her palace. I don't know.
Yeah, I like using poo nanny and stuff like that. But, you know, I also use pussy and stuff, too, because people want to say that because they're thinking it. So why not write that?
You could.
I mean, it don't have to be in every sex scene that you're in. It don't have to
I think it really depends on your characters and the tone
of
your story.
It does. It really does. Mm. You're right. That is absolutely true. You are right about that because your character is a raunchy motherfucker, and then that's what you need to write.
They dick
right. Fucked up ass dick.
Yeah, they're not
going to
say vagina.
No.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
that shit don't make no sense. It's like, hey, this dude a thug, but he say vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? This shit don't make no sense.
Her hot box. Okay, if he's an attorney or something like that, then yeah, maybe we'll say he said that. But, you know, I like to write about attorneys and stuff and using nasty stuff because it's out of the norm. That's what makes the character even.
Yeah, but there's
you know
a difference. Anybody high class or considered high class can take a step down. But ain't nobody who's a thug going to be like, man, I love the way your hot box tastes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they ain't going to do that.
What?
Right.
That's my question.
You know what I'm saying?
You
got some great
think,
hot
Cotton?
Box, girl.
Cotton, what do you think about that, Cotton? What
you got some great cootie coot.
I didn't want to hear your voice, baby. Talk to me. I ain't heard you say shit. Long time.
Girl, the way you rocked that cootie coot on me last night.
Just say the word shit. Hell, I ain't heard you say nothing. Just say shit.
What?
Just say the word shit. Just say anything. Hell, I ain't heard you speaking so long. Hell. I'm sorry, Danielle. She's one of our guests on the show, and she's always a host on here, too. So she's been out touring and stuff and doing promoting another poet by the name of GPA. And they've been out doing things.
GP.
He's going to be on the show here on the 30th, I believe, and we'll be talking shit with his ass. But anyway, I just ain't heard Cotton say nothing in a long time. So, you know, anybody, if I'm offending y'all and y'all hanging up and shit and not listening to my show, yeah, we cussing. Yeah, we talking shit, and I want her to say the word shit so I can get off on that. So go ahead. Want
to hear me say shit? Like,
there you go. There it is. All right. Okay. No. Okay, back to our guests. And like I said, we do the show where you are a part of the show. We don't want you to be just a guest. You got to sit back and all this. You know, we're not, like we say, we ain't Howard Stern. I ain't going to talk about him either. But anyway, my thing is,
I just like to have fun. I like people to come on and talk about their books. So how many books you said you have? You have two, right? You got one
on
the way,
I have
right?
one currently out, which is Shantae's Song.
Right, which is a great book, by the way. It's a great book, by the way. I enjoyed it, yes.
Thank you. To anyone who reads it, you will enjoy it. You'll want to smack her sometimes. You'll want to laugh at her and everything else.
Yeah, because she is crazy. Her ass is kind of fucked up. But anyway.
my second novel, Foolish, I'm going to reveal some information in reference to that on Twitter Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please follow me on Twitter, and I'm going to reveal something about that novel come Friday at 8 p.m. on Twitter. And what's my Twitter handle? It's my name, at Donnell D. Jackson, D-O-N-N-E-I-L D. Jackson. So I'll be releasing information.
Let me ask you about Shantae. Now, is Shantae coming back again or something else, or is this book standalone or is this a series?
Okay. When I first started out, Shantae's Song was a standalone book. My follow-up novel, my second novel, Foolish, is more of a spinoff. Shantae does make appearances in Foolish. Lately, people have been asking for a Shantae's Song 2. And at first, I'm thinking, like, well, what else can I do with it?
You can do a lot of shit. Shantae ain't fucked everybody.
Well, she's a good girl.
That's what we like about her, though. She's a good girl. We want her to get out there and get stupid.
But see, how can I? That can happen. But it was like I wanted her. You know, when you're writing a book, they tell you, the editors, oh, your character has to grow. You know, she has to grow.
Well,
from
the character's supposed to grow, but goddamn.
But you
published your own book, right?
Yes.
This is your company, right?
I could do it.
So what the fuck are you talking about? You the fucking person.
I like Shantae. like I don't know. Like, I feel like that's my baby. Like, I like her. And I don't want her to be.
So you don't want her to be a hoe and shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, create another bitch that take her place or something. Hell.
Well, I was.
That Shantae's trying to stop or something from getting in trouble. Don't be like I was. You know,
I have some ideas. I have a lot of ideas. And we know Shantae is very spunky. So I could have her be kind of like the crazy girl that thinks the man is cheating and stalking him and stuff like that, confronting people. Because she seemed like she would do things like that. So I might be leaning down that avenue with it, because I don't want her to be a hoe anymore. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, okay. All right. Okay. It's your character, hell. I'll just write my own fucking character. That's what I'll do. Shit. That's okay.
I don't want her to be a hoe anymore. I don't.
Okay. Well, she was a good hoe, though. I have to say. Y'all need to get the book, those who haven't picked it up. Shantae's Song. She's a damn good hoe.
Yeah,
she comes out of it, though, but she's a damn good hoe. I mean, one that I would probably look for. She's a lunch hour bitch. She like to fuck doing lunch and shit. You know, that's the motherfucker I'll be looking for. Where that hoe at? No, anyway. I'm already getting dogged and getting bad ratings tonight, so I might as well just go ahead and just take it all the way out there, right? Anyway. No, but really, though, seriously, the book is good. Y'all need to pick it up out there, and the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere you get books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we definitely need to get that. And then when do you think Foolish is going to be coming out? When is that scheduled?
See, I don't want to say, because I'm going to say. I'm going to reveal some information on Twitter.
Okay. Well,
Friday
okay.
at
8
p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, God damn it. I want to know. Shit. Okay. All
right. It's dropping soon.
Soon. Okay, baby. All right. Fuck it. Oh, just so y'all know, since we talk about books, and we're going to let everybody talk, because I know Cotton got a lot to talk about. We're going to get on her, too. I just redone my first book. I revised it, Scandalous Motives, and I'm going to do that to all my books, but this one is coming out Friday.
Okay.
Revised edition. New cover, new everything. And it's coming out. I'm doing the whole series all over again, where I'm changing little things. I'm fixing it, cleaning it up, you know, because everybody, you know, people who say you this and your editor didn't do that or whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're cleaning the books up, and we kind of fixed it up. So that's what we're doing. And I'm trying to get on this trick. I'm going to knock this damn woman with 50 Shades of Grey out of the goddamn way. Because she got that book out there. Everybody's reading that shit and thinking it's anticipating something. And then I've been reading her reviews. She may have 4,000 people that didn't put a review on her thing, but half of that shit's saying she can't write.
Doesn't matter. She still got $10 million saved.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
she got all the money, though.
Well, I would
really
know right my ass all the way to the bank while I'm laughing.
You right. Mm-hmm. And they probably – how much you want to bet this woman is going to have a movie? She's going to have a movie with that shit. It's going to be a movie.
Of course. Because they're trying to maximize any way they can from that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they can. Everywhere you go, this book is everywhere. Porn's bookstores everywhere. Walmart everywhere. And this woman is from UK, which is nothing wrong with that. But my thing is a housewife from the UK that wrote three damn books about, and I don't even know what it's really about. I know it's about S&M. Somebody told me, because I hadn't read it, that it's supposed to be a black man or a white woman. I don't know. What is it anyway? But anybody's out there, I mean, people are putting people's shit down because they're hearing about this 50 Shades of Grey and want to read it. You know, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I want to know, like, for us, and I say us meaning people of color, what is
right.
she doing that Zayn hasn't already done?
He does.
Or what
you.
What you've already done. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know
nothing,
something, and you're right. You're absolutely correct. And not to cut you off, because I'm going to let you continue your statement, but you're right. What has she done that we haven't done? But they'll put our shit down to pick her shit up.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone's talking about it. But I mean, what, because I don't have any desire to read it. I've heard about it.
I don't either.
But
I don't either.
He's like, he's just a little freak. And
no,
I guess to some women, horny housewives, oh, I've never heard about this before. Because maybe their husband ain't doing stuff like that, or they don't have a bag full of tricks or whatever. So therefore, it's like, oh, well, let's read about this. But I'm trying to figure out what is she doing that's so different.
You know, I really don't know. I don't even want to pick it up to find out.
It's kind of like an enigma, this one. Because the book is – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Cotton.
No, I was just saying, she probably – it's a she, right?
Yeah.
It's a she. It's a housewife from
the
UK.
Exactly. You know, when you go over to the UK, people support you more what you're doing. I don't care what it is. But and then they bring it over here and push it even harder.
Right. Yeah, she's from there, and you're right. They did that probably, and then they brought it here, and somebody – read it, some white woman that was on an airplane or some shit probably said, oh, this is really good. She's getting tied up and they're using all kinds of S&M and shit, you know what I mean? But I done wrote shit like that. I done done stuff like that. My first book that I just was telling y'all about, it's about a goddamn secret society and all of that. And, you know, it's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut, but it ain't the same, but it's got my own flair. But the thing is, you know, people, they don't, what is it? I don't know what it is they want.
What were you going to say, DV?
You know,
no, like, this is the thing, you know, and let's not pretend that there's not a perception that black people can't write, you know. And when
you're right.
When
there
it ever comes
and
from, whenever it comes from, yeah, whenever it comes from overseas, you know, and it gets to be, and it's already drawing attention over there, they get the PR machine working double time over here. You know, they put in your ear, they put a, you know, put a buzz. And that's all it is. It's just marketing to that nth degree, and it's paying off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like Danielle said, there's nothing that Zayn, in those books, that Zayn hasn't done already and done a better job of it. There's nothing in that book that a lot of authors of, you know, people of color have already written that's not already better than that. It's just that the PR machine is working overtime for this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's like,
and I'm not saying it because it's me, but my book is fucking better than that shit.
Like, mm-hmm. the whole premise of the story is there's this man, and his name is...
Is he black or what?
Like, I didn't get that far because I was bored out of my freaking skull. But I forget, his last name is Gray, and the reason why it's 50 Shades. Well, basically, he runs this company, or, like, he's the head of this company or whatever he does, and he meets this college student who he basically asks to be his submissive.
Right.
You know, and
right,
so
yeah.
she agrees, and he makes her, right, he makes her sign a contract and the whole deal. You know, she can't disclose anything to anybody. You know, and whatever happens to her. So, I mean, that's the premise.
Didn't she turn the table on his ass, though? And that what the whole erotic piece of it is? And he makes her do all this stuff, but then she turns around and learns and then makes him the victim?
I didn't get that far. Like I said, I was bored on my skull. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
well,
God.
A lot of people said it's fucked up, but, I mean, if you like that kind of shit, hey, I ain't mad at her. But the thing is, you know, it's just bad that we can't support our own folks. And, you know,
we don't.
It really is. And that's why I said in the beginning of the show,
you know, how we portray our books, and we put certain things on there with the, we talk about this all the time, DV, how we got the skyline and all this shit. And we don't want people to think we're black like that.
Which is we have to get away from that. Mm-hmm.
We got to get away from that. Now, we got a, let me see if this is taller. I'm here to see if you are, please don't hang up, 760 area code. Are you calling in, or you have a question, or are you just listening? Okay, don't hang up. You're listening. All right, I got you. All right. Okay.
So what's the subject we're going to talk about? It's already 9:20, man.
Well, I was waiting. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and talk. We was going to discuss with the – I guess she decided not to call in. Anyway, there's a author that's on the run right now because mm-hmm. she – had a company, and she had some people that she had under her, and they was writing for her, and she was taking their money and, you know, having them pay for their own books to be printed and all this stuff, and she ended up taking their books and their money and running, and she's saying that it's a she. I didn't say that much. Anyway, this person is saying that the reason why that she's in this position is because her ex male friend or whatever is putting her in there, and that's not true, but she's on the run. So we were going to talk about basically publishers. When you get with people who say they're going to do things for you, you know, you just got to make sure that you look at the contracts. You know, like you said earlier, so a lot of people don't have lawyers or whatever look at it. But, I mean, you're going to have to take time out to do that, I think, because if you're going to sign something with something to do with somebody, you got to make sure you're protected. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight a little bit. We've got about 30 minutes. And we kind of went off a little bit on other stuff, but I was hoping she was going to call in. She must have changed her mind. But anyway, the person that was calling in was one of the authors that was abused. So it's just bad that we got this stuff out there going on. I mean, you know, people, and it's always people of color that's doing it most of the time. I hate to say it, but it's just this person was a woman of color, and she was getting over on people of the same color. And, you know, now she's running. They're after her. They're looking for her. And that's up in your area. That's up in your area, Danielle.
Who, the woman?
The person? Yeah, the stuff that happened. Yeah, the stuff that happened up
I know who call you were expecting. The other person, I thought that person was like from Virginia, somewhere in that area.
Right, that's where they're from. Yes, that's you're right. You're absolutely correct. So you know what's going on. So I mean, DV already knows who it is. We can go ahead and talk. We can say that we want to. Fuck it, I don't care. Well, are they gonna sue us?
I'm no lawyer.
Are you talking about it.
Hey, but isn't it already? But isn't it
just
already?
Just don't use specific names.
Actually, it's already out there. So I mean, the media has already put it out. So I guess if we did speak on it,
then you good?
Huh?
Then you good?
So
the author was Winter Giovanni, and she's on the run right now because she was working with some other urban fiction people who I'm not going to mention their names. The author that was screwed was Dracca Armstrong. What's her name? D-R-I-C-A. How you say that?
I thought it was Dracca, but I could be pronouncing it wrong.
There you go. It's right. Dracca. Yeah, okay. That works. Anyway, she was supposed to be calling in tonight. And she texted me that she was in queue, but I tried one of these numbers, and she wasn't one of them. But anyway, I feel sorry for her because, you know, sometimes we get our dreams and we want to write and we do these things and we want to put books out and we think people are going to help us out, and then we get people that screw us, especially when they're asking you, well, I need you to pay for your books to get printed and all this stuff. I mean, that kind of shit right there. But you don't know if you don't know the game, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know what's supposed to happen, so you're doing what you think is what you've got to do because you want your dream to come true. So mm-hmm. what we want to do real quick is kind of tell people, you know, you really got to try to look at stuff before you do it. That's even in any business, not just the writing business or literary game. You know, this game to me is the same as the music business. You know, you got to sell so many units a quarter and all this and all that and everything. You just got to make sure you're looking at what's going on because a lot of times stuff comes out. You know, people take that stuff out, and it's just crazy.
Well, I think for the most part, because I went to an event that GP and I went to,
and I got a chance to listen. And what this lady put together, she put together this event where there was a panel of authors sitting up front, and they were getting up one by one talking about their book and certain the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps to getting your information out there, to getting your book published, to getting a marketing, to, you know, and it just went on and on. And a lot of those people had, you know, experience in certain areas that they spoke on. And it's important to remember that when you're marketing anything that you are doing, that you are your brand, number one. Know how you want to put it out there, number two. And do some research. Don't just stop at one person. Go through several different people to see if they all give you the same information. And if any of it is off, then you continue to research and see what's going to best fit you. But don't ever put everything, don't ever give somebody total control of you as your brand, because even if you get a publisher, you still got to market yourself.
Absolutely correct. And that's what we want people to know. I mean, you still have to put it out there. I mean, you can't expect them to do it all. I mean, I know some mainstream authors that are touring right now, and they got to drive and stuff because, you know, these people ain't doing it. They're not, and these are mainstream with big companies. I'm not going to say the name of the company or who it is, but they have to go out here and actually drive to some of these places and be all over the place and do all this stuff. And they pay for some of it, but they're not paying it all. And a lot of times they won't pay it, and you have to pay it first, and then they pay you back. You know, it's a whole bunch of crap. You know, it's just not what people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not what they think. And
the logic is write a book and put it out there, and then it's just going to go. No, that's not really how it's going to go. You really got to treat this like a business. This is, you are the business. You are the business. You start with you, and you keep moving forward. I when I looked on Exhilarabris, I know you guys know what Exhilarabris is, and Lulu.com, and they want $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Like, for what? I mean, what you going to do? You really going to push my book? It's going to be overseas. I'm going to sell 1 million copies with paying you that kind of money. That's a lot of money to be giving somebody.
You know, Arthur House will even come to you now, because that's another one of those synthetic companies that I started out with a long time ago, Arthur House. And they call you every now and then trying to say, well, look, your book needs to be marketed, and we can get your book into a screenplay and have it where it could get picked and out of the litter to be a movie and all this. I mean, come on.
Right.
But they want you to pay $5,000 to do that.
Yeah, whatever.
And there's nothing guaranteeing that you're going to get that.
But some people don't realize that if you have $5,000 to pay these different companies, then you have $5,000 to do this for yourself.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
For yourself correctly.
But that becomes the lazy part of them. They don't want to do it themselves. They want somebody else to do it for them.
But if you think about it, with $5,000, you can hire a team of 100 people to promote your book. And then as you, it's way too easy for you to do for yourself, opposed to hoping that if I put $5,000 in hold, they're going to do a great job. No, you still got to market yourself. You still got to get out there. They got to know who you are. And all of the publishing company is going to do is, you know, find the places where the book can go. That's it. And you can do that on your own.
And you're right, because a lot of these companies, I'm telling you, they're not going to do anything until they know your units are being sold. I can say it quarterly.
Right.
You know, you
got
these books going out and everything, but you got to get out there and do it yourself. And I'm talking about people who are big names in the game, who's with mainstream companies that I've been talking to have told me that I know they're doing that they're out there having to do this shit because, you know, everybody thinks because you're with a big company that they're going to automatically do that. And that's not true. It doesn't work like that.
But
like you said, the brand is you. You have to do it.
It doesn't even matter if it's a small company. If you have to pay somebody to do these things for you, you could have did it yourself already.
Mm-hmm.
That's money, man, $5,000.
But you know, even they're still getting a percentage of what you sell.
Man, they get everything, man. And not only that, they keep the rights more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you going to pay them $5,000 and they get the rights? Oh, hell no.
And you have your
broke
the product after that.
Mm-hmm. But but sometimes, I mean, we all get caught up in things, but sometimes that's when common sense kicks in. Why am I paying you to do this? And then you keep something. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
If I'm paying you to do everything, then at the end of the day, this should all be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like a lot of stuff out there that people try to market to you don't make sense. But people, like you said, there's some people that are just lazy, that don't know. Like I'm in like all these different Facebook groups, and this girl posts a question about where could she get ISBN numbers from. Like, and then I would never answer that question because certain things you just should know. I'm sorry.
Right.
And then one girl
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut y'all off. I think we got Dreeko on the line.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go to Dreeko.
Are you there?
Hi. How are you?
Look, I've been looking at this number forever, and I asked you, and you didn't say nothing. I was like, what the fuck?
You know
I thought
what?
You were some listener and shit.
I kept saying, hi, and nobody heard me. I've been listening to the whole show, especially
I'm
when
sorry.
The
shit So let's talk shit. Let's go. You got 29 minutes to talk to tell us your story. Let's go.
Well, basically everybody already know who it is, but I'm not going to name names. I ain't going to put her on blast like she's already on blast.
Well, we already put her on blast on the show.
Okay,
you already
she's
heard
already
it.
On blast then.
Right.
What essentially happened is, you know, my book that I wind up publishing myself, Hide and Seek, which is in stores now everywhere. Hey, hello. Okay. That book, I was looking for a publisher. As Danielle said, you know, when I came out, I tried to go the traditional route looking for a publisher. And
right,
I sent my book to her, and she talked my book up like it was the best thing next to sliced bread. Oh,
it
my
is.
God, I love this book. Thank you. Thank you very much. I do agree myself, say myself.
Right.
And she talked this book up like it was best thing next to bread. Oh, my God, I love it. I said, okay, you going to publish it? She said, no. I said, what the hell? What the hell are you calling me for then? You know what? You should publish this book yourself. You may give my authors competition. That should have been my red flag that this nutty, I don't know if I can say the word
person.
I want to say.
You can say what the fuck you want to on this show.
Okay, this nutty bitch.
Ain't you been listening to me
known.
Cussing all goddamn night? Shit.
I
go
ahead.
Been listening
to
her that part.
Say, but honestly, I should have known that this nutty bitch was up to no good right then. So she said, you know what? I got a book for you. I said, what? She said, yeah. Called The Preacher's Trick. Let's go ahead. I said, all right, we could go ahead. We go ahead with the book, and I'm noticing a lot of it is going on where she told me from the beginning that it's going to be 50-50, her and me. We put in on it. You know, we pay for half of everything. Everything should be cool. Had I, like, as Danielle said, you need to use your resources. If I had resources that I have now, I would have been able to ask people, is this normal, is this not? Now that I know, if a person wants to do a co-write with you and they're the publisher, they're paying for all that stuff. They're paying for all that, for cover art, unless it's specified in your contract. And if it's specified in your contract that you have to pay half of the associated costs, which those costs should be listed,
I hear somebody microwave going off.
That's me, man. So don't be fucking with my shit. Go on here.
But like as I was saying, like
hungry Negro.
You, well, damn, I want some popcorn too, homie. I'm saying, what's going
on? Okay, all right. No,
but what happened was she just basically just tried to G1 over on me, and I give her that. And the fact is that, you know, in the mix of the business we did, you know, she knew I can't come up with $4,000 just off the strength of who the hell I am. I may be cute, but I'm not that damn cute to sell my nookie.
But let me say this to you, baby. Let me say this to you. When she started asking you for money, that right there should have told you something. When they start asking you about printing, you got to help print the books and all this shit, that right there should have been a red flag.
And see, again, I was right behind
here. Listened to.
And
I know
see,
you were, and that's why we wanted you to come on here, because a lot of people don't get it. They want their dream to come true so bad that they do whatever they got to do it. I mean, you could have. I wish you would have talked to me. I'd have told you to go to Create Space or anything. You could have published this book, and no money would have came out of your pocket.
And that's what I wound up doing later on, because when she was talking about, oh, you got to go ahead and, you know, we got to pay for half the printing, we got to pay for half this, half that. My assumption was, if we're paying for half, I'm getting half of the profits. That was what my intellectual thought told me.
Well, what was in the contract? Did you sign an actual contract with her?
Yes, we did sign a contract, and the contract specified that if we pay half of the proceeds, we get half of the proceeds. So that was what was written specifically in our contract. At one point in time, she then knew that due to a personal issue of myself, I could not pay these halves that she was talking about. And I told her I really wasn't comfortable because you can't ask me to pay for half after you done made the decision to choose whatever you needed to choose.
So let me ask you this, baby. Why didn't you get out?
Because I was determined to, you know, get this book out because I did feel so strongly about it. And the fact that I was still on my high that, oh, my God, this publisher really wanted to work with me. It really didn't set in that I was getting fucked and screwed until probably a week before the book got released.
You could have just came and got bent over with no lubrication.
You're absolutely correct. It would have been a little easier because at least I would have seen who was fucking and screwing me.
Right, exactly.
It would have been a little easier, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of things didn't come out until the week of the book release, which I noticed was a bunch of bull. She got her books probably about a week before the release. For one, I wasn't too keen on, okay, why is it that you're picking book covers but want me to pay for them? Where is my decision-making in? Maybe I didn't like this personal book cover. Maybe I wanted a damn apple, a bitten apple that got a worm coming out of it. It may have got nothing to do with the book, but maybe that's what the hell I had wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get no say-so in damn near, in fact, in nothing I got a say-so in. But the week before the book party, she calls me and say, hey, I need $16.50. I said, $16.50 what? You mean $16.50.50? She said, no, $1,650. I said, who you think I'm sucking the fucking to get that $16.50 for you in three damn days? Bitch, I'm a good, but I'm not a magician. I'm going to need you to really know that. And it was, like, it was a mess.
I heard that shit right here on Word Sexy Radio.
I'm telling you, it was a mess. Her book release party from the people that went, who emailed me about it, it was a bunch of nothing but a bunch of hood rats sitting there that spent their welfare check on a new dress. Had them pay less wedges, calling them Gucci, you know, a bunch of bull, which she wanted me to go have on this party. Coincidentally, it was also her birthday weekend of this party. So she wanted me to pay for ice sculptures and her publicists and limousines and waterfront hotels for out-of-town guests. I said, fuck her and I'm out-of-town guest. You didn't know. I don't know who the hell you're talking to.
So you really believe she must have some game that was tight on this, but she's a
This
lady, hey, she's been in jail and all this.
What really I think kept it all undercover? Two things. One, she took advantage of my grief and she took advantage of my friendship. In the mix of us doing business, I had two very large deaths in my family. My grandmother and my father within a 4-month span. And I think she, and I mean, for anybody who had grandma in their life, if your grandma was that grandmother that would smack you upside your head and not drop the broom, and, you know, cook up a Thanksgiving dinner that will make you want to smack somebody else's mama, that type of grandmother I had. And when my grandma passed away, it'll be a year this coming August, I damn near lost my mind. I'm surprised I ain't jump off the curb. I knew I wasn't going to break nothing, but then if I'd have broke a toe, I'd have felt something. And then to go 4 months later and my father died, she took advantage of my grief. I really believe that because she would call, oh, my God, how are you doing? Like, tell me what. Like, she really pretended to be my friend. And I think if we kept it, professionally
business.
And strictly business, I think I could have saw through a lot of it. But you never expect a person who you've been friends with now for 2 years to really sit there and dog you the way she did. But it's really funny that after all this happened, she has made almost $45,000 off this book. Drinker ain't said a red motherfucking nickel. I ain't seen a pente of the money.
So what do you tell people now?
What I tell people now is, I will reiterate what Danielle said to the fullest, check your people. Do your research. Now that Facebook is a formidable point in the music, book, whatever industry you're in, Facebook is the center of all of it now. Right now, you could go on Facebook and Google and say, do anybody know this person? You could probably get your answer in about 10, 15 minutes. You know, use your resources, Don't be afraid to check Google, the Better Business Bureau, things like that. If you get into a situation with the business person, you do need a lawyer to look over that contract. It don't matter how the words are written. Just because you can physically read, like I can read what's on a McDonald's menu, that don't mean that the fine print shit ain't clear. You need
That's
to
right.
really understand what you're reading. And I think if you could hire a lawyer just for an hour to look over it, like, yes, it may cost you a couple $100s, but would you rather it cost you a couple hundred now or a couple thousand and your ego and possibly your reputation down the line?
Absolutely. I thank you for saying that. That's what it's definitely what you're saying. You really got to look at that. And I know we all want to get our dreams out there,
mm-hmm.
but we got to look at what cost is going to for us to do it. And what I want to do right now, real quick, before we, you know, because we got a little time left, I'm going to let Danielle and both of y'all talk about where people can get your books and stuff. But Cotton is going to be doing she's starting a reviewing company, and I'm definitely going to, I guess you're going to be reviewing books and putting stars and putting shit on Amazon and all that. Cotton, is that what you're going to be doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, I got some books for you to read, and just because you know me, I know you ain't going to do
couple,
me right.
A couple, so do I got a couple,
But my thing is, we need somebody who fucking know how to review, because I'm tired of some of these review people that do shit, and they let's just be honest. I'm going to go on and put it out there since I'm in trouble anyway. They're going to hook their friends up, people they like, and then the other authors they don't like, they're going to dog them and say, how come you ain't using a condom and shit
You're
in
absolutely
your book?
Correct. You're absolutely correct, because in fact, and now you got people who are reviewing themselves, and you know, and for people who review themselves, I think it's a bunch of bull, because I had to find out the hard way. That's what our fugitive friend was doing for her books. I didn't look at the bigger picture. I was so excited that someone whose books I have read wanted to publish me, a nobody at the time. I was just that damn excited that I jumped in feet first, no swimming cap, no nothing. I just jumped in all willy-nilly. But if I had a chance to sit back and go over her Amazon and Barnes & Noble reviews, I would have known that it was some fishy shit going on there. Readers, as readers and as an author, you know different wording. I could be a reader and saying, hey, I like Danielle's book. I like the way her characters interact. I love the way, you know, she worded certain things. I love the way her characters flow. And then if you write, oh, I love the way her typesetting hit the page just nicely. Don't no damn reader know about no typesetting. Don't no reader know. They may know that you misspell words. They may know you have typos. They don't know about no damn typesetting. They don't know about no
character development and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
The character development was such a way, and you know, you're right.
Exactly. How I kind of figured out after the fact, when I really started to do my research on her when the book was released, I realized that let me look at her Amazon reviews. And then it really came to me that she only published a part one and a part two of a book in her own name. Every other book is a co-write or anthology with somebody else. And I asked myself, why is that? And I looked at the reviews. In fact, I looked at a couple of reviews from her first two books by herself. And everybody said, you can't write. Not you can't spell. Not you just don't know how to put A and B together to make a motherfucking sentence. You don't know how to. It seemed like she was writing. Like she was writing, like, you know who, in fact, she was writing like Jocelyn talk on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She was talking like she had a set of juicy balls in her mouth. Like she was, that's how she was writing. Like,
I'm so glad you're being yourself, baby. Be yourself. Be yourself on this show. That's
I'm just saying, that's how she was writing. I'm like, wait a minute. She writing like she had balls in her mouth, but just the balls were sitting on her fingertips. I mean, and I realized she was using other people to come up. And now look at her. Her ass still on the run. And she called me. And the funny thing is that she called me to tell me, girl, don't believe it. I said, what you mean don't believe it? Boo, they kicked in your dough. You act like the damn cops from Mayberry did this.
What area code is she calling from? Can you
say
that?
She called from, and straight enough, the dummy called me from her cell phone. I'm like, how the hell do you?
It ain't seven. I ain't going to say it anyway.
Yeah, but it's that number. You're absolutely correct. The number you're thinking of, that's what it is. And I'm looking at her, like, because it was so funny when she called me the next morning after the show aired that Thursday. She was like, oh, my God, I don't want you to believe that I'm a fraud. I said, boo, do you know the Marshall's Kick you're doing? I'm not talking about the damn cops from Mayberry's who got the little-ass revolvers coming to get you, okay? I ain't talking about John Wayne and them. I'm talking about the Marshals, the Tommy Lee Joneses of the game that kicked your motherfucking dough in, okay? You, girl, you going to jail. Don't drop the soap. Hope you know how to grab your ankles. And
well,
they going to make you take off that lace front in jail.
Oh, I guess they'll stick their head in their ass. Okay. All right. Well,
I just had to tell them.
We just want to thank you definitely for coming on, because I know you was trying to get on. I thought you could have been on here a long time ago when I asked you.
I heard the show. That girl was a little snotty, though, the one who hung up with attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little snotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whole lot of snotty.
I guess I didn't know she had all that kind of clout. I didn't know that, you know, you did movies and all this shit, that she was supposed to be different. You know, I didn't know that, so.
But
everybody on the show
said. That's what made it funny to me, though.
But
what was
that's
funny? What
how,
was that again?
Like everybody said.
I went to her website, and her website was disabled.
Now it is,
oh,
right?
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Oh,
her
damn.
Website now. But strange thing is, everything is disabled except the Twitter. And that's how she found me, because I put a message on her Twitter saying, fraud do not substitute hard work. And capital
legends. We're not talking about
the other girl. Yeah, we're talking about
the
other one.
Hung up
the
snotty
right.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's what I don't get, and as all you said it, why would you come on a radio show and don't know the background? Don't know the host, don't know what they talk about, and you sitting here like you prim proper, you don't want to say nothing, you got a little shallow,
but,
little voice.
But my thing is, I don't think I said anything to degrade her accomplishment.
The only thing that I can think
to...
of was you said, I'm not familiar with, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that
but
may be
that,
it.
That
but...
gave you the opportunity, that gave her the opportunity to say, okay, well, I do X, Y, Z. Like, I don't,
maybe.
Other than that, I don't see anything. And that wasn't, and when you said that, that wasn't said to discredit her or anything like that. So I don't know where
right.
she got that
maybe
from.
She felt as though you should have been the one to have gotten all your information about her. Maybe she assumes that by the way you were speaking to Danielle, maybe you already knew Danielle's background and you did your research
on her. Because Danielle sent me a press kit. How about that?
And see, and that's probably what she doesn't know. That's probably what she doesn't know, because the way it sounded, it does sound like you were more familiar with Danielle, but of course, she sent you a press kit, but that's not everybody's business to know.
She sent me a book. She sent me a press kit. She did the right thing.
And she probably thought, okay, so why he did his research on her and didn't do his research on me. But then again, as Danielle just said, that was her cue to say, well, okay, let me tell you about myself. You know, I've got this book out. I started here. Or what would you like to know?
And when she
said
that in the beginning,
I got this show.
I mean, yeah.
I'm
like, oh, she sounds good, you know.
But that's her fault.
Well, we got 12 minutes. We don't want to spend them 12 minutes talking about her shit. Okay, now, we want to give y'all a chance to go ahead and say how people can get your books. Where are you going to be going? You'll be touring, doing anything like that. So, Danielle, you start with you, and then Rike, we can, you know, get some information on you as well. So,
okay.
Where are you guys going to be? And,
well,
Cotton, we want to get a little from you, too, real quick, too.
Shantae's song is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all your e-readers, your local bookstore. If it's not there, ask them to order it, as well as my website, www.danielledjackson.com, danielledjackson.com. Follow me on Twitter. I'm doing my big reveal on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And she said that shit 15 times. No, just
kidding. Because I need some Twitter followers.
I'm a follower. I'm going to go. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, so you're going to see my big reveal on Friday. And
okay.
Now on to you, Drika.
Well, you can find my current book, Hide and Seek, A Preacher's Trick. You can go fuck yourself with that one. But you can find Hide and Seek at doubletakepub.com, all one word. And you can also find new information about my new book coming out called Game Over, about a man who loses his wife in a poker game.
Wow.
And I'm pretty much spotted. I'm working on movies, thinking about doing A Preacher's Trick too, but just changing around to, like, you know, No Honor Among Thieves or The Rise and Fall of a Publisher, you know, something funny. I'm just saying, her book was A Rise and Fall of a Hustler, Rise and Fall of a Publisher. And for y'all listening, please don't take my name, because I'm really going to use that book title or, like, one of my books, like, one of these days, really.
All right, we ain't going to take it. We ain't going to do it. It might be somebody out there that's trying to come up in the game that might take that shit, though, you know, but it ain't me.
Cotton.
How's it going out there? How's it going out there in the poetry world? You've been doing it up, baby.
It's going great, you know. We just went to Houston and got to meet some really cool people out there. Philip Lear was one of the people we got to meet, and
Who?
Mark and I, Philip Lee, he did Meet the Browns, the Debbie Dad in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So we got to hang out with some cool people while we were out there, which was, you know.
Yeah, because you just got kicked into the fucking curve and shit. That's okay, though. We love you.
I appreciate that. I'm glad I didn't get
Huh?
I'm glad I didn't get kicked off the team.
Yeah, we don't want you to leave. You're part of the show, so we don't really want you to do that. But when you get done, you know, just come on back.
Well, you know, we have our own radio show that's going to be coming up.
Damn, it's like that. Oh, announce it on Word Second Radio that you got another show.
Night in George. It won't be on the same night in George. We, you know, be a different night. But it's mostly poetry related. But we want to have other authors on there as well.
That's fucked up. But it's okay, babe. I'm glad for you.
I'm hoping that
you have just became my competition.
Because you're on Blog Talk.
Oh, where you at? You're on the real shit, huh?
Artist.
Okay, well, I want to be a guest on your show if I'm worthy.
You are. You put me on.
Well, you know, I don't know what I've done. I saw a person that wanted to. Get out there and make it, and guess what?
No, not what it was. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. Red saw some of my poetry online. At the time, it was real erotic. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. I had already reached out to other people and said, hey, can you tell me about publishing? Before asking me, nobody knew nothing. Everybody got quiet on me. He comes out of nowhere and says, hey, come on my radio. I said, wait, do you know what I do? I mean, like, do you know the stuff that I've written already? He said, yeah, that's what I want on my talk. From there, he told me how to get self-published, and he's been best friends.
That's right. How many years ago was that? That was, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, about.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we friends. I still got to seal the deal, but I'm just playing. I'm just playing. No, it ain't like that. But anyway, I just want to, you know, I like to help people who are serious about their craft and they try to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. That's what I do. I try to help people. And is DB still here? Is he gone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. That's what we do on the show. We try to help each other. We try to help people that's serious about their craft and want to do it. So, what'd you say? Did somebody say something?
And I was going to say about this earlier. If she really had the publicist and her publicist was on their job, they would have sent you a press kit the same way Donnell sent you a press kit in her book, because that's what a business person does, no matter what kind of business.
Exactly.
No.
I mean, and mostly people, that's what they do. Even if it was an e-book, you know, I'll accept that. You know, I mean, you know, it's just. But she sent me a hard copy. I got it right here in my hand. You know, and I read it. The only thing she didn't do that I'm mad about is she didn't sign the goddamn thing. Yeah. I guess I had to pay for that, huh? No,
my bad. I'm sorry.
I'm playing with you, Dre. You know. Look, I'm just glad that y'all was able to come on. We got like 7 minutes, and I'm not going to let you go yet, but I'm glad that y'all was able to come on the show, and I hope I didn't offend no one. We real on Word Sexy Radio and all that, so, you know, that's what we do. We don't, you know, sugarcoat nothing. We just let it be what it is, and that's what we do. So anybody who wants to come on the show, please look and see that it's explicit. We do talk. Relationships, and we do all kinds of things. We have a chat room, and the chat room, there were some people in the chat room tonight. You know, we're just real. And a lot of people have come on here, and we've made people pissed off. We pissed people off to be on here before, so it's not the first time. You know, we had another author on here before, and they got mad. You know, just different stuff. I know everybody ain't gonna like me, but you know, it's whatever. Fuck it, you know. I'm gonna keep going, you know what I'm saying? And it's like y'all can keep the fuck going too. You know, it's okay. But we thank y'all for coming on. You can come back on. Once you've been on the show once, you're welcome to come back anytime you want. Just let me know when you got a new release or something like that. We definitely will get you on, give you some time. You know, if you want a whole segment or if you want to just come in and just say, I got this new book. I mean, even if next week, Danielle, if you want to come back on and mention what you said you were putting out on Twitter, you can do that again on Monday if you want to. Call in and say, I got this. Do that as well. Stuff like that, I don't mind helping people that's you know, that's trying to make it and do well.
And, you know, they think about, you know, they're trying to really do something, you know, with their life. I am nice and do that. You know, I may talk shit, may flirt with you. But I do try to help those who really want to help themselves. So that's what we do. And DV, you got anything to say, man? Still there?
Oh, man, you know me. Like, I'm always writing. In fact, I just, like you, like you rewrote one of your books, I kind of revised
right.
Valentine. You know, because the more you know, the more you're able to go back to your old books and update them and make, you know, basically put a polish on them. So,
exactly.
You know,
that's
just
what
redid
I plan to do all. That's good. I plan to do my whole series like that, Scandalous Motive series. So, I mean, I'm trying
anyway,
to
well,
back
me.
I can't. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, but in all honesty, man, you know, you always want to, like you said, we are the brand, so you always got to put out a better product than something you put out before. And since I've been writing the follow-up to Valentine, I felt like I need to go back and polish up the first story. So everything's kind of rewritten, redone. I polished it up. In addition to the website, naughtyinkpress.com, you know, kind of redoing that. And, like, within the next couple of days, I'll be writing blogs, putting this, you know, the story together for Melody for Mood Rings, and also starting the research on the relationship book that we've all been talking about. So
absolutely. We definitely want to do that. I'm serious about that book. And, Danielle,
now that I got
we can
off, you know, I'm going to jump on
too.
All that and be able
right.
to attack. So,
DV, what color?
Yeah.
Did you put color already?
I've got my color, green.
Are you writing for this too?
I was going to, but I think the color that I wanted was taken. Most of it was taken, and
so if a color is taken, you can't write that same color.
No, what Melody was going to do, and she bounced this idea with me, was have everybody pick the color that they want, but no more than two colors per person, and it can't be the exact same thing. Like, if you're using red and red is anger, you can't have two anger stories. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have to find a different, different, I can't even think the word I'm looking for. But
yeah, I know what you mean. I was going to wait for that, but is that actually going to be a book or is that going to be a blog? Is that actually going to be a book or is that going to be a blog?
It's going to be a book. Shinardi, I'm going to send you and Cotton the copy of the book cover that she sent me because I was digging it. I was like, that's real good. So she sent it to me maybe like Saturday, Sunday.
What's the deadline again? Maybe I can get a story in before.
You got
all
me.
All the colors are taken now, probably.
Yeah. No, like because so many people are emailing me about it, I basically gave the list to her, and she's been talking to people. So that's when she told me she upped the colors because there's a lot of people who want to do colors. So basically you have to get back with her to find out what's taken. All I know is I got green.
So I
know nobody
should
take green on punching you in your face or in your ovary or whatever. I don't care. You're getting punched.
Well, you know, I tried. I've been doing so much, man. I've been really, really, really good. But I definitely try to get into that because I'm in two anthologies this year as well, so that would have been three. And I did write for the little black
one,
right? And in fact, she attached. She just put Untapped online, and when including with Untapped, the little black book is in the back. So you are, you know, that's another book that's been read.
Okay, well that's good. That's good to know. Now, what did you say, Cotton? Real quick,
aren't you the one that came up with this idea? Why aren't you in this book?
Yes.
I didn't come up with that idea.
No, he came up with the relationship.
The relationship book.
Well, we're going to write that. We haven't started that yet.
Okay.
But, you know, we can already get cut off, y'all. So, hey, I really appreciate y'all coming on, and please come back again. And like I said, Word Sexy Radio is here for you, and we're gonna make sure that we stay around those who want to hear us. Like I said, we're a little raw, but we're real. And if you can't handle raw, then I guess you got to go listen to something else. But anyway, we thank y'all for
Word Religion. That's all you all day.
Yeah, word some
word,
shit.
For the Word Bible all right. Radio all day, every day.
All right.
Forever somebody. than the wedding ring. Generations tattooed with the love we bring. From the seeds we sow to the time it takes to grow. Long enough to show you I won't let go of you.
All the color off, try to repaint it. If you want picture perfect, well, we ain't it, because we paint it. I own porch with a me and you that can never be tainted, because real love embodies all colors of the spectrum. Mix a few greens with your reds and your blues, create some new hues, then you rehang it. Start over, even though your friends gon' doubt you, and all them other niggas trying to scout you. It gets so tiring, but I'd be lying if I said that I'd be better off without you. And when I think of walking out you, smiling the way they make me feel like I'd be lost without you. Me and you are the only threat to us, till death to us, I'm standing next to you.